Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
White Sox dropped 3 of 4 to the Yankees. You go back through their schedule. They took 2 of 3 from a very good Tampa team. By the way, that's a really nice shirt you're wearing, and it's a much smaller size. You're looking good, Hoodie.
Thank you. Can you stay focused on the White Sox?
It's popped into my mind. I wanted to make sure I said that.
But why? Just talk about the White Sox. Don't worry about me.
You're looking good.
Squirrel. That's fine. Exactly.
He's got a San Diego State shirt on. He must have spent time in San Diego.
Or you bought it online.
No, I was in San Diego, pal.
That's right. You went there last year.
That's right.
Anyway, White Sox beat Tampa for 2 out of 3.
Yeah? Then what happened?
They took care of the Cubs. They took care of the Red Sox. They've taken care of some bad teams. They haven't had that many games on their schedule where you go, oh, that's a really, really good team. I think they're 2 and 5 against the Guardians, something like that.
4 and 10 against the American League Central.
Correct. Not that I would consider those to be great teams. They're going to have more tests like that coming up. Mm-hmm. They get the Yankees again this coming weekend in New York. That's a very tough test, again, as we just saw.
Oh, yeah.
It's just too early to make a determination. Get your team back healthy. Get Lance Lynn back in the rotation. And let's see what this team could do over a 30, 40, 50 game sample healthy.
Because it's baseball, we have to take a look at homestands and road records and splits and everything else and make a determination of where the Sox are on May 16th. What I say about the Sox on May 16th is not what I'm going to say about the Sox on October 16th.
Correct.
But you got to understand, Cap, when you have an emotional investment in a team, like you do with the Cubs and I do with the White Sox, and you get to say, oh, they're 16 and 17, it's a long season. Yeah, sure. We all know it's a long season. But what I'm giving you the indication of when it comes to this Sox team is that they are having a hard time with the best team in the American League. Might be the best team in baseball. What I'm saying is that when I saw that series, when you lose 15-7 and you lose 10-4, like, man, it had Bulls versus Bucks vibes to it. And what I'm saying is that if it's a long season, if we keep saying it's a long season, then we're not supposed to talk about the Cubs and White Sox until the end of the regular season. Then we can talk about it. That's not how it works.
Correct.
Like the Bears and anything else, we talk about it after the games are played, and we try to break down why a team is struggling or why a team is on a roll. The Sox, there was a time when the Sox were on a roll. They were able to beat the Angels 2 out of 3, swept the Cubs, swept the Boston Red Sox, and I like that, right? It's great. Mm-hmm. But understand this. It was a measuring stick to find out where you are. I never thought that going into the series, the White Sox would be better than the Yankees. But I didn't know they were going to get beat down like that in the first couple of games. That's not good. So what I'm saying is that the next time around when they play the Yankees on the May 20th, you hope that in that three-game series, the Sox can be able to show something. Cease and Keuchel are going to be pitching in that series at Yankee Stadium. That's all I'm saying. It's not panic as much as it is making an evaluation for what you saw. Otherwise, why do we watch the games?
Correct.
That's all. From my standpoint, it's not panic. What I'm saying is that I'm disappointed that the ball club lost 3 out of 4. That's what I'm saying.
So I look at the team and I say to you, okay, let's judge them. You're getting Aloy back, what, 2 more weeks?
Yeah. But without him, with or without him, I'm not sure the Sox would have beat the Yankees. Would have helped.
Don't disagree. You're going to get Lance Lynn back 2 more weeks. He's already throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's see, 50 games from now,
sure,
where they're at. And you guess what? 50 games is a large sample size.
If it wasn't for Shea, I wouldn't even look at the standing. I told you, I don't look at the standings until Memorial Day, usually.
And that's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
50 games from now, you'll be halfway through the season.
Sure.
Half.
Now, when you're fully healthy, what's the ball club going to look like? That's the question.
Correct.
What's the ball club going to look like? Now, again, fully healthy on paper, it looks like a formidable team that can make some noise in the playoffs. As I told you at the beginning of the season, what's important to me, to be able to not only get to the playoffs, but make some noise in the playoffs. I guess Houston now is embarrassing. I don't care what Houston's offense is. The starting pitching, the big bad starting pitching of the White Sox, did nothing against the Astros.
It was awful.
Nothing.
I don't think you got five innings out of any starter in the four games.
But this is supposed to be the strength of the ball club.
Correct.
And it was not. So that's all you want, Cap. You just don't want a repeat of what you've had the last couple of years of getting the playoffs and getting bounced out early.
Okay, but fair enough to say that maybe missing April, May, and part of June for Lance Lynn,
yeah,
he's older, keeps his arm fresher.
That's the hope. That's all the hope. But here's the thing, though. Without him, you got to have some momentum as a ball club. And I just didn't see that. It just shows you that there's a layer to it. That the Sox are good, but not good enough to take on the Yankees. It's funny, Shea said earlier, he said, yeah, the Yankees are good now, but look for that fade in the postseason. He thinks that they're going to fade.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they've done for a decade. If I may beat quickly about the White Sox, yeah. I'm hoping that we're not starting to see a trend, because last year they were 27-29 against teams over 500. They just didn't play well against the best teams in baseball. This year they're already off to a start. They're 5-9 against teams that are better than 500. They just are really struggling to beat good teams. I thought Hoodie made an incredible point when he said it reminds him of the Bulls and the Bucks, because it does right now kind of feel like the White Sox are playing in that weaker division. They have a nice team on paper. They look really good throughout the regular season. Then you get to the postseason and you're like, oh, we're playing the big boys now. This is a whole different story. So I'm just hoping we're not seeing that kind of trend continue this year. This was supposed to be a World Series club, not... I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be great, but 16-17 is not where we thought they would be right now.
By the way, isn't it permission to beak and then you grant it?
Yes.
Not may I beak and just keep going.
Yes, I know. He kicks the courtroom doors open.
Correct. I'm here. Yes. Let's go.
Yes, he does.
No, it's permission to beak. And yes. Then Jonathan, who started the beak concept on this show, says, yes, you may beak.
Yeah. And actually, he could just chime in. We're not in shot or no shot. He doesn't have to ask to talk every time.
Right.
It's fine.
The beak concept came during shot or no shot, yeah, when Danny would just start to opine while asking questions.
Right. That's all. The mics are open. You don't have to raise your hand to speak. It's not Dan Patrick. Go ahead.
Wow.
Yes, McLovin.
Let's go to the Tony in Lincoln Park. Anthony, good morning to you, Sparky.
Gents, hello. Love you. Love your show. So, you know what? Before you were talking baseball, you were talking about players and, you know, designated drivers and all that thing. I think that's just wonderful. My only question is, who is La Russa's designated driver? Do we know that yet?
He's got his own, I'm sure. When he needs one, good, I'm good. Sure.
So here's my point on the Sox, and it was just touched on. They don't beat winning teams. You know what? This is not a problem from this season or last season. This team hasn't won a playoff series in 17 years, guys. Mm-hmm. The problems are right in front of them. They need to play better against better teams, and until they do that, they're not going to make a deep run to the World Series. And I'll shut up and I'll listen to what you have to say.
Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Tony. He's right. But at some point, you have to beat a team in the postseason. The Cubs went in 07 and in 08. 08, they had the best record in the National League, 97 wins. Gone in three.
Right.
They got swept in 07. They got swept in 08. They lost to an inferior Marlins club who ended up winning the World Series.
Yeah.
That they should have beaten them. They had them 3-1 down. At some point, you got to man up and find a way to win a playoff series.
Well, you got that right. And that's what I want for the White Sox. And again, what we're seeing right now is not indicative of what we'll see in October, but I've got to say it based on what I've seen so far. It has been an underachieving team. I'm going to say what Rick Hahn would say if
you're
he was
right
on with us. He'd say the same thing. If Rick Hahn was here, he wouldn't be happy with 16-17, so
no.
Why should I?
Correct.
It just starts with Kansas City and the Yankees coming up and then the Red Sox, and then you see what happens, Cap. That's all it is. All I know is that when it's fully healthy, this team is supposed to be in the mix for the World Series, in the mix to be able to get there.
Correct.
That's the hope.
A lot of people, me included, Jeff Passan, mm-hmm, a lot of them, I think SI picked the White Sox to win the World Series. Again, what are they, 16-17?
Yeah.
33 games in. Means you got 129 to go.
Yeah.
It's It's a long freaking way to go. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Cappy and Hood. How you guys doing?
Well, good, Eric. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, just want to let you guys know that, you know, I'm a Sox fan. I'm not panicking, you know, by any stretch just yet. It's too early. And yeah, if we're going to sit here and judge them based off the Yankees, who happen to be the best team in baseball right at the moment. Yeah, you know what? This weekend didn't look great, starting off with the first game on Thursday. But you know what? They showed some heart in that game and caught back twice, seventh, eighth inning. Didn't love La Russa's choice. Choice is coming out of the pen, but that's going to kind of happen. You know,
but we lost, though, Eric. But we lost. I mean, that sucked, though. That's the point. Like, listen, I don't mind when the Whites, if the Sox lose, you're going to lose games. I get that, right? But the way the Sox got beat down on Thursday and Friday, it's like, what the hell? At least it's stay competitive in the ball game. They were not. That's what was disappointing to me.
There's definitely disappointment, Hoodie. I'm right with you. I mean, there's obviously World Series aspirations, right? So there's definitely disappointment. But, you know, if we're going to look at the Yankees last year, May, and the Sox played the Yankees last year, May, I think we'd be singing a different tune. But right now, I mean, I guess that's irrelevant. But you know what? Yankees were beat up to start the season last year, and they happen to have had better luck this year, this time around, right?
Yeah.
Sox, like you guys said, they need to get their pieces together. Friday, yeah, they got beat down. And then, you know, yesterday with Kopech was a weird game, right? It was really a little wild. And then you had the lefty on the mound for the Yankees. Normally the Sox hit lefties hard. They normally do, right? And that guy was getting it, throwing it quick. It was kind of like a Burley-esque game where he's working it up and down both sides of the plate. I'm just not worrying yet. Let's give this team a little bit more of a chance to get healthy, go on a little bit of a run.
Completely agree with you, 100%. Eric, have a great day, man. A great week. All right, see you. Valid point. By the way, did you see Urban Meyer just walk by?
I did see him.
312-332-3776.
Urban?
An Oklahoma JUCO quarterback got Urban. Us to thinking, what are the best names in sports?
Urban.
312-332-3776. Be right back.
Urban.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bow, 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 bow.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So Oklahoma picked up a new football player, and we were thinking of the best names in sports. I remember college basketball scouting.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy named Scientific Map.
Oh, yeah.
His brother, Majestic Map.
Mm-hmm.
M-A-P-P is how they spelled the last name. But there's been a bunch as I've gone through scouting. That guy's name can't be for real.
Yes.
Really? What is the name you discovered, Shay, for the new Oklahoma quarterback?
General Booty.
That's pretty good.
Salute.
I've had that.
General Booty.
I've had that from time to time. Absolutely.
How about the guy at Illinois State, Teddy Greenstein, just texted us.
Hmm.
A football player at Illinois State named Kobe Buffalo Meat. His last name is Buffalo Meat. One word.
I think that's awesome. It's his real name, though, right? It's not an alias or something that you check
his real name.
Check in with the hotel with.
Like you're the coach first day. All right, let's all gather around. Let's get checked in here. Hood, Jonathan, here.
Yep.
Norling, Shay.
Present.
Strauss, JR, shave the beard.
Present.
Buffalo Meat, Kobe. Okay, who's messing with me?
Here's a quote from Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Yes.
And it's literally him speaking to a recruiter who couldn't believe his name. He said, "My name is Kobe with a K, Buffalo Meat. One word."
Yeah. I can see. Yeah.
So bizarre.
That's amazing. But just the Oklahoma JUCO quarterback.
General Booty.
General Axel Booty is his full legal name.
General Axel Booty. Oh, my God.
Like, can you imagine all those gorgeous co-eds at Oklahoma?
Yeah.
They'll all be, you know, using the name Booty to some way of support if he's really good.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Well, there's been a lot of crazy names in sports, right? So it starts with the word Dick, right? Short for Richard.
Correct.
So are we still making Dicks, by the way? Are we still making those?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, in the modern day, are parents calling their kids Dick, short for Richard?
I think it's Richie, right? Like, Richie's the new way to do it.
Or Rich.
Why did your generation do that?
That's Don't not be my blaming me.
No, that's not my generation. That's your generation. It's our good friend. Here he comes. Dick Van Dyke. Mr. Van Dyke. David Kaplan. Why'd your generation do that?
I don't know.
I mean, so obviously Dick Trickle comes to mind, right?
Dick Trickle.
Yes, for sure. Ruben Bunche Bunche. You do recall him, don't you?
I do not.
Basketball player? Absolutely.
How about
he played for the Magic.
Cubs pitching coach, Dick Pohl.
Right.
I mean, really?
That's your generation. That's not mine.
There's an assistant coach now at the University of Missouri men's basketball team, and he's born 1959, so Caps generation. His name's Dickie Nutt.
How about Cubs first baseman, right. Pete LeCocq?
Perfect.
His dad was Peter Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Hollywood Squares fame. He was the host of the TV show.
That's right. There's names in here, like, you know, I remember God Sham God as a basketball player, which is an amazing name, right?
I like the names after cocktails, like Remy Martin.
Remy Martin. I of all names, right? Martin is a common last name. My middle name, but it's a common last name. But so you just thought, you know what? Remy, because it's my favorite drink.
Yeah.
Give me a little cognac. Little Remy Martin. Coco Crisp from years past when he was as a baseball player. A lot of funny names out there.
Who started this whole thing? World Be Free?
But he changed to that. That's different than your given name.
But why? That's true, but why, though? Why that name? So it gave license. And maybe this is happening now to people in 2022. Do you have a relative or do you have a friend whose child has a weird first or middle name? Like, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Storm Duck? Remember this?
I do remember discussing
it. The North Carolina player, the name is Storm, his actual name is Storm Duck. I mean, why would you do that to your kid, by the way?
Correct.
Why would you rib your kid that way? Right?
Yeah, like, there's a soccer player, his name is Dean Windass. I mean...
Right.
John David Booty, remember him?
Yes.
Or what did he go? LSU?
Mm-hmm. Ball player, quarterback, like, maybe?
Stubby Clap of the Cardinals. Like,
I mean, a lot of this comes from your generation of bad names in the past. But now we're just getting ridiculous with it now in 2022. There's a kid from Auburn named Smoke Monday. Smoke Monday. His actual first name is Smoke.
That's an incredible name, though.
Yeah, but if you're a really good Auburn quarterback, Smoke Monday.
Yeah. I know.
Monday, look, Smoke fires, touchdown.
That's just ridiculous, man.
Sounds like someone's reading my calendar.
Smoke Monday.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I just think that it's a shame. And this also comes from Kanye and Kim, the Kardashians, too. Like, well, their kids' names are also ridiculous.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other one is. North by Northwest or whatever. Like, it's something like
Northwest.
That. Northwest. It's just stupid.
So what's the weirdest names in sports? That's what we're coming up with here, because that kid's name that you just gave us, it's Psalm West, like Psalm, like from the Bible.
P-S-A-L-M.
Yep. Saint West.
St. West.
Northwest and Chicago West.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Why would you do that to your kids, though?
Right. Like, it's not a pet.
Right. Exactly. See, now you've hit on something. Now you've hit on something.
Right. Like, I name my dogs Yoshi, Sparky, and Stanley. And it has meaning to us. They're pets. They're dogs.
See, you hit on it right there. Your kids are not your pets. Now, if you want to give them a pet name, that's fine. You want to give them a nickname, that's, I mean, that's just inherent with a family. You get a nickname, a little odd nickname. But to call your child that, that child that has to be able to live their life named Psalm West, Northwest, Chicago West.
Right.
Come on, man.
What's your name?
My kids cannot say stop saying Quandale Dingle.
That sounds personal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some bad names people use. Terrible.
I mean, and not even, and ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about like nicknames as a first name. These are actual legal names. Now you put your kids through trauma. Probably some is going to be teased because of their weird first name.
Right.
Now they got to change their name when they become an adult. It's crazy.
Yeah, like if you told me your kid's name is Michael, blah, 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 but he ate Twinkies a lot as a kid, you call him Twinkie. Okay.
That's
whatever.
His nickname, right.
That's his nickname.
Yes.
Different.
A big guy you call Tiny. You right. could do that.
Who named their kid Apple? Wasn't that Gwyneth Paltrow?
Believe that is the case.
Yes. I'm not a fan of hers.
What's wrong with her?
Just
what happened?
She probably did something with John Hamm, I'm guessing.
Probably, but yeah, she's on the list. I'm not a fan.
She's on the bus list, huh?
Yeah, tell her to take her Goop and whatever else stuff she's involved in.
Goop?
Isn't that the name of her company?
Yeah, I think you're right, Cap, actually. What's yeah, who? She's a little out of touch sometimes with some of the stuff she pushes,
yeah.
For sure.
A yes. little.
What is Goop?
I think that's the name of her company.
I think that's her brand, yeah.
Her brand is Goop. G-O-O-P.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just not my cup of tea. Never met her. I'm sure she's a super person. I'm just, she's on the list.
Oh, I
How
see
can you here. Say that, Cap? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Huh?
JR, it's just something else, man.
Yeah.
I see it here. Yes, goop.com. Like,
yeah, and does she have like some special Benoit balls and all that other stuff she's into?
She's got one. She's got Benoit balls.
I don't know him, actually.
I don't know. I don't know Benoit Benjamin.
Let's go to Phil. Hey, Phil, what's going on there, Sparky?
Hey, Cap. Nice talking to you. Hoodie, you do an excellent job. Really love you, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, you know, you were talking about goofy names and everything. I know a woman that she's got a couple of kids, and she named them Lamangelo and Orangelo. At the time that she was conceived, she was making orange jello at the time and decided that would be a good name. And the other one, she was making lemon jello. So it was Orangelo and Lamangelo.
She should be put underneath the jail.
Yes. Not in the jail, under it.
Underneath the jail. Honest to God.
I just thought you might want to know that.
That's unbelievable.
Appreciate you, Phil. Have a good week, man.
All right. Thank you, Cap. Nice right. talking to you.
See ya.
I told you before what I was named after. My mom named me after the apple because it was a commercial for Jonathan Apples. I told you this before. I know this is new to you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but that means, so Jonathan Apples. So, but that's a good common name.
Correct.
Right?
Jonathan.
John. He was going to be Jonathan. He was like Jonathan, right? But that's fine. But she didn't call me Applehood.
Correct. Applehood.
That would be a great name.
That's right. You know.
She didn't name you Robin.
That was close. Photo finish there.
312-332-3776. We'll take more of your calls on best names or worst. And who had the worst weekend? It's our Monday feature next.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We'll move our worst weekend to 950 because we've got full phones on these names. The great Eddie Olchek checks in with some hockey names.
Southside.
Darren Poopa.
Yeah.
Dickie Redman, former Hawk.
Ow.
Helmut Balderas. He played for the Russian team in the 80 Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Klitsum. His teammates called him Harry.
Do we got to dump that?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Give me that again. Hold on a second.
Be careful, Cap.
Grant Klitsum. Nickname Harry. Honest.
Honest to God. That's so funny.
Harry Klitsum.
They can call him anything else. Harry.
So good. Thank you, Ed.
That's the best.
For checking in. 312-332-3776. Jim's in Chicago Heights. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jim.
There was a politician or somebody from Chicago, and Steve Dahl used to make fun of him. It was Richard Phelan, and he used to call him Dick Phelan.
That's right. Dick Phelan.
Right.
And there's a is he a car dealer as well? I know there's... Jack? That's Jack Phelan.
Yes.
Jack Phelan Chevrolet. There you go. Thanks, Jim.
That's very good.
Appreciate it. Adam in Wheaton. Hey, Adam.
All right, Adam, what do you have?
Yeah, what's up there, Skittles?
What's up, Cookie?
We, the great North Carolina Tar Heel of Puff Johnson. Have your last name is one thing, but to call your, but to name your kid Puff, I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. Puff Johnson.
Yeah, not even I did that.
Yeah. I would figure, like, JR, of all people, would name his kids, like, Puff and Inhale.
No.
Be perfect.
Donovan Puff Johnson. Donovan is his first name.
There you go. So Puff is the nickname.
There we go.
A little different. A little different. 312-332-3776. Ron's out in Naperville. Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
What's up?
Got a good one. You know where this is going. Last name was Trout.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were Lake, Brook, and Rainbow, and I believe they had a boy, and his middle name was Brown.
The ladies, the girl's name was not Rainbow.
Yep.
Who was this now? Who are you talking about?
Oh, just a family lived in the city years ago.
Oh, did were they weird? That'd be weird neighbors.
They were neighbors down the block and friends of the condo lived above us. Crazy.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Yep.
Now, in 2022, Steve Trout, somebody would call him just, his nickname was Rainbow Trout, but today he'd just be Rainbow. No Steve.
Correct. He would just go as Rainbow.
Good old number 34 would just be Rainbow Trout.
Yeah, he'd be the other Trout, is what he'd be.
So it's strange, right?
Let's go to Reese on an I-94. Hey, Reese.
Hey, guys, how you doing? First off, previous call, I need to corroborate his story. LaMangelo and Arangelo is definitely true. Those kids were at my sports camps a few years back. So those names are 100% true. So fast forward, my wife's second cousin, his name is Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very staunch 70s guy. So you familiar with the term Sockatimmy?
Yeah, Sockatimmy.
He named his son Sockanelius.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
And listen. Get his middle name. His middle name is right on. So his name is Sockanelius Right On.
Wow.
He served our country in the war. He was a veteran. I think he served in the Persian Gulf. I met him. He used to write letters to us. He was stationed at the naval base up in Great Lakes. Great guy. But his name is Sockanelius. Right on, and our last name was already weird with my mom's side, Squalls, S-Q-U-A-L-L-S. So his name is Sockanelius, Right On, Squalls.
That's so, you know what that is? That's jive.
That's what it is.
That's jive as hell. That's what that is.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, man. My friend Mitch says, how about the great Rusty Kuntz?
Ah, Rusty Kuntz. Nothing wrong with that.
He's not the Royals coach anymore. He's in the front office.
Thank goodness. Away from people, so people don't see his name Kuntz on the back of his jersey.
Correct. So you're not dealing with it tonight.
Hey, JR, how about Sockatoomie? A little laughing reference right there.
Sockatoomie.
Let's go to John in Schaumburg. Hey, John.
Hey, I have a pretty newborn daughter. Well, she's actually 6 months now, and we were going to name her Abby. And so we decided to go with Abbey Road, like the Beatles album, because that was a song off of Abbey Road was our first dance at our wedding.
That works, right?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That'll fly.
And by the way, the spelling of Rhodes, like the road or R-H-O-D-E-S?
Like Rhode Island. So it's not like road like the one you drive on. But so it's a little different, but we wanted to keep it a little different than the album. But actually, that's what inspired it.
You know what? That's actually pretty, John. That's
thanks, very John. Pretty appreciate it. Have a good day. I had a relative.
Would you hit the button, for God's sakes?
It's locked in.
Depress the button.
Yeah, you pushed it twice. So push it again.
Depress the button.
Was it Hitchcock? Or
jeez, Cap.
Depress the.
There you go.
Depress the
good
button.
Good job.
You're an idiot. Now you depress the button.
I had a relative.
What are you doing over there?
Her last name was Moans. M-O-A-N-S. Yeah. Moans. Barbara Moans. You know what?
Oh, my God.
You know what they called? Her nickname was Loudly.
Loudly. Of course.
Loudly. 312-332-3776.
Hey, Loudly.
Marcus, what's up?
What's up, fellas? I think I got a good one, man. I got a manager, or I had a manager when I was at AT&T. He went by his middle name, Michael, yep, only because his first and last name was Richard Head.
Damn. you just gave us Dick Head right here on the radio. That's what is that? That was his name.
I was told not to say that.
Oh, I'm good. I'm just so that's okay. What it was, Richard Head.
Yep, Richard Head. Richard Michael Head.
Oh, my God.
What's your name? Michael. Oh, is that your birthday?
Yeah.
And you don't want to know it.
No, that's crazy.
Hey, man, have a good day. Thanks.
You too, man.
All right, appreciate you. 312.
This is your generation. Wasn't mine.
How do you know? That guy might be right in your wheelhouse.
No, that's your generation. Using Dick as Richard. Or Richard as Dick, I should say. That's your generation. You heard that a lot more when you were growing up, did you not?
Well, I grew up with a guy named Richard Cole.
Yeah.
His nickname, we all called him, was Dick.
Right.
Just right. Because it was funny.
But, wait a minute, not because his name, because it was funny.
But he didn't go as Dick Cole. He went as Richard Cole.
Yes.
Like, what's your name? I'm Richard Cole.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a stud.
This was a cutoff, I think, in the 80s. Right, JR, do I have that right? I don't think that this is completely Cap's generation, is it not?
Yeah, I went to a school with some Richards, but not that many Dicks.
Well, I'm glad you're around good people.
Let's go to Parrish. Hey, Parrish.
Morning, guys.
All right, Parrish, what do you have?
Well, it's my son's principal. His name was Charles Hiscock, or still is. Charles Hiscock.
What?
Charles Hiscock.
Uh-huh.
And here's a kicker. His wife's name is Pat.
Oh, my God. All right, that's it. Goodbye.
Wow. Have a good day.
That's wow. I think that's a rib on us.
Nicholas Bergenzer, who's a loyal listener.
Yes.
Tweets at us all the time.
Yes, big guy.
Guys, orange jello and lemon jello are legit. I knew the kids.
So it's a real thing.
Orange jello.
Is that not in a bit, though, JR? Isn't that part of a joke?
Yeah, I always thought that was like one of those old jokes that you heard, but I guess there could be some truth to it, right?
But there, I don't know. Maybe I've just heard that in a routine.
Every
before.
Joke's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I always thought that was a routine. That's really funny.
Wow.
What else do you have, Cap?
Let's go
I mean, these lines are lit with. Never mind about the White Sox in the middle of the season. Never mind about that. Let's find names.
We're talking White Sox. Yeah, whatever. Goofiest name. And we're in. Every line lit. Yeah. Alex in St. Charles. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I love your show. I went to high school with this guy. His last name was Gnar. His first name, Wayne. So if you put it together, it's Wayne Gnar.
Wayne Gnar. Yes.
Yeah.
I got it.
Got it. Thanks. Appreciate it, Alex. 312-332-3776. All right. Who had the worst weekend? Plus, more of your calls. All coming up. Don't forget Greeny coming up at 10. And then it's the Carmen and Yurko show with Jesse in for York. He'll be with Carm at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2. We've got Black and Abdallah into White Sox baseball.
Yes, the Abdallah who sent us a message that says, don't forget boxer Dick Tiger. Dick Tiger.
Nice.
Yeah.
He and I will bring you that special brand of fun and frivolity Wednesday morning on Spring Trading at 7. Mm-hmm. We will be right back.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on Cap J. Hood, ESPN 1000. By the way, I think the Cubs should see if they can draft Avery Zetterman.
Yeah, tell us why.
Kid's a beast, man. Yep. Get him in our pipeline before some other team grabs him.
Yeah, what did he do this weekend?
Threw a perfect inning with three strikeouts, two doubles, and then left and went to his soccer game and scored two of the team's four goals.
That sounds good. Sounds like more of a White Sox prospect because you guys don't care about young players. As we turn now to Shea Norling with the worst weekend. All right, Shea, what do we have?
All right, well, I want to start quickly with the Cincinnati Reds. We already talked about them a little bit, but they join an infamous club of only six teams who have lost a game in which they threw a no-hitter. They walked the bases loaded and gave up a run on a fielder's choice, so the hit did not count, but the run did score, and they lost the game 1-0, despite a no-hitter.
That's the only time I can remember is just the White Sox against Andy Hawkins.
1990.
I'll never forget that. That's the only time I can remember seeing that live. It's crazy.
Crazy that you... How'd you guys do today? Our guy threw a no-hitter. Wow, great win. We lost.
So do you still take the photo with the pitcher? You know, with you holding the ball for a no-hitter?
What are you doing? We lost. I didn't lose.
You've got the shrug pose. Like, I did all I could do, right? With the ball in your hand.
It was like the starter and, like, the one reliever, I believe. That combined for the no-no.
Yeah, next time throw a perfect game.
That's a bad weekend. And it's been really, really bad on the Reds. Horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible year for Cincinnati.
Oh, my God.
I got one more here.
Okay.
A man died of a heart attack as he was digging a grave to bury the woman he killed.
All right.
Talk about instant karma.
Hold on. I need more detail on this. Hold on.
A man is accused of strangling a woman he lived with before he died of a heart attack as he buried her in their yard. Deputies in Edgefield County, north of Augusta, South Carolina, were sent to his home on Saturday, May 7th for a report of a, quote, unresponsive male lying in his yard. When they arrived, they found the body of 60-year-old Joseph Anthony McKinnon, who lived at the residence. The sheriff said that as the investigation continued, they found a second body in a freshly dug pit. So he strangled this woman, dug her grave, and then had a heart attack before he could finish it.
How Twilight Zone is that?
That's a great Twilight Zone episode.
Serling, because he was always about karma, right?
Correct.
That would have been a nice 30-minute episode.
And you would have walked away from it going, nah, I don't believe that, right? But that is an amazing, amazing comeuppance right there.
Oh my goodness.
Bad karma. Alright, so we have to follow up this story.
Okay.
So we got to follow up the story, Shay, of Livonia, Michigan. Now, if you're a longtime part of Cap and J-Hood Nation, we have told a story about kids bringing unsavory items to a classroom. Now, there's a follow-up in Livonia, Michigan about this, right? Tell us about that story.
That's exactly right. So a few weeks ago, we did this. We talked about a little girl who brought Jose Cuervo margarita mix to a high school or an elementary school in Livonia. She was in kindergarten.
And it had the booze in it.
Correct. It was like 12.5% alcohol. She was serving it to all the students. Now at this same elementary school, a fifth grader brought weed gummies and gave them out to the kids. Two of the students had to be hospitalized. One of the moms said the student just continued to say that he was feeling funny.
Yeah, and the mom said, I had to take him to the hospital. I'm devastated that this could happen.
What is going on at this school?
In the same school.
That's the amazing thing.
Cap, it's the same school this is happening. How many times will kids start bringing stuff out of their parents' refrigerator or pantry and bring it to school? This ain't show and tell. What are you doing there?
What do you got there? Just some gummies. Can I have one?
Nothing. Making cocktails for my classmates. Come on now. Can't do that. And then weed gummies. Cap.
Sounds like Officer Friendly is going to have to make some house calls in that district.
Are we like, still we still making officer friendlies, by the way? They still come around?
Do they don't still do that, do they?
I don't know. I'm sure that police still go and talk to schools. I'm sure they've probably changed the name by now because it sounds a little creepy.
This guy here with the Mr. Officer Friendly. He's still watching One Adam 12.
Yeah, exactly. One Adam 12. See you, man. I used to love that show.
I'm just making stuff for my classmates. Yes. How does that happen? See, this is why you got to have security guards right there to look through these kids' bags.
Yeah, but if there's a bag of gummies in like a Ziploc, you're not going to know they got weed in them unless you know the kid's last name is Strauss.
Come here, kindergartner. Give me that backpack.
Let's take a look. See what's in here.
Oh, wait a minute. It's JR's kid. Run an analysis on them.
Is this fruit snacks?
What are you bringing brownies for? It's not your birthday.
That's right. Are these fruit snacks or are these weed gummies? Let me try them. Oh, God.
Wow, these are delicious. I'm floating home tonight.
Oh, the colors.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow.
Come on.
White Sox and Royals later on the station. Have a great rest of your day and a great start to your week. For Shea, for JR, for Hoodie, I'm Cap. Take that.
So long, everybody.